Thank you, Eri, for inviting me. I'm glad to be here today. I'm going to share Korean music and my new album. My album released recently, just last month, so I want to give you information about music and Korean culture and history. That is all involved with my recent album. So this is my album, which is called Nong. I should say the meaning of Nong. Maybe some of you recognize the character of this letter, Nong. It means play. So when we say about Korean music, traditional music, there are a lot of terms that use Nong. So for example, when I play my instrument, piri, there is a very significant character of sounds that is has deep vibration. So when I make vibrato with my instrument, we say it nong um. Nong is play and um means sound. So when we play music, actually it is about play. I mean, it is about play, not only play music, but also meaning is play. When you go out with friends and you enjoy your time, and you know, we say we just play, and it's same word that indicate musical way. So I wanted to share this idea. When we play music, we actually make a lot of social and cultural event, and it also performed in village for a ceremony, ritual. So music is not only about sound or performance, but also it is more than sounds. It has more ritualistic meaning and enjoyable lifestyle. So this album I released recently has a lot of playful music, which is based on cultural exchange between Korean music and contemporary music and jazz music. So I wanted to explore more about Korean music, not only Korean music, but also contemporary music with musicians from different culture. So I collaborated with contemporary composer who wrote music for Korean instrument and Western instruments, for example, violin, cello, even string quartet, and accordion, saxophone, and clarinet. So those Western instruments were well mixed with my instrument. So I would like to introduce how I made cultural exchange and how I collaborate with other cultural root. Before I introduce my instruments, I would like to share this beautiful painting. This is old painting from 18th century in Korea. And you see people are, you know, hanging out on a boat, and they look so enjoyable. They play instruments and they are talking and they are hanging out on a boat. So this is the picture that I like to share idea. So culturally, you know, musical performance was not performed formally on a stage, but it performed in daily life, and people played music while they just spend time or they meditate. So this picture reflects how we enjoy the music in daily life, and this is the meaning of the music and the meaning of play. I studied Korean traditional music from Korea. I went to Korean traditional music school, and my major is piri. Since I learned Korean traditional piri, I played traditional music and contemporary music in orchestra. After graduation, I went to Korean National Korean Gugak Orchestra, which has modern orchestra. So I was member of that orchestra, and I was a member of the piri player. So piri is a very small bamboo flute, and I would like to share this picture. There are people play instrument, and you see they have drums, hourglass drum, and one of the people play piri, and there are dancers. So it is the picture you can imagine how people play music in old time. This picture also come from 18th century in Korea, and you know, people just played music like outdoor. So this is not a you know, indoor performance stage, but it is more performance in the village. Piri has three different types of instruments. So we have hyangpiri, that is Korean piri, and saepiri also is Korean piri, but it has a thinner body, so it has soft sound. And dangpiri is piri from China in ancient time. So three different types of piri are played for different types of music. For example, dangpiri has different scale, different bamboo, and different sound. So it is played for shrine music, for ceremony. And other hyangpiri and saepiri, those piri played for traditional Korean folk music and court music, depending on size of ensemble and volume, we switch instrument, because hyangpiri has more powerful sounds compared to saepiri. Saepiri is quiet, and it is played along with vocal music. I'm gonna play music a little bit with piri, and you can hear sound of hyangpiri and saepiri, and you can compare how different these two different instruments. Also, I'm gonna play hyangpiri for folk music and saepiri for court music. So you also can compare how different between court music and folk music. Thank you. this is my teacher who is a national treasure, designated as a national treasure for important cultural asset number 46, Piri court music and Daechita. Daechita is military music. It's royal military music that is performed from ancient time. So I studied Korean traditional court music and folk music both, and especially court music from my master musician teacher. And I'd like to introduce music Daechita. Daechita is royal military music, and it is performed with taepyeongso. This is the instrument. You see there is a bell in the end, and it makes quite loud sound. It's usually performed outdoor with many percussions. So not only court music, but also folk music, we played this instrument. For example, farmers' band also played this instrument and many percussions, and the village had festivals in harvest day. So these instruments always make people cheer up and bless. So people get together outdoor and dance and play and have some ceremony. So the meaning of the instrument, taepyeongso, has quite beautiful, tae means big, and pyeong means peace, and so means instrument. So this instrument is supposed to bless and bring people something peace and harmony. I'm going to play a little part of the Daechita I mentioned about. This is military music, and only instruments that play melody, and other instruments play rhythm. So it is for marching. So you can imagine this music is played for march. So king or queen or foreign minister come to Korea, then you know royal military played this music. This instrument has a lot of bamboo pipe. You see this instrument body has many black bamboos. The picture has one lady holding instrument. So this instrument has very old history, more than 1,000 years, come from China. Before China, we believe it's come from Central Asia. There is old bell in temple in Korea has sculpture that indicate this instrument. So we assume this is related with Buddhist temple and ritual music, and it is very ancient instrument performed by aristocracy and female entertainer. So as you see, the female entertainer holding instrument, and the music is mostly court music. Interestingly, Chinese sheng is very similar to Korean saenghwang, has a wider range of music, from court to folk. But Korean saenghwang developed only in court music. So music is very gentle and refined, and instruments played in chamber ensemble. I'm going to play one of the court music piece, which is called Su Ryong Eum. Su Ryong Eum means under the chanting under the water. You can hear music very slow and gentle, and has long sustainable sound, but it has a colorful accompanied by flute or other instruments, so it make more variety. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And if you have more interesting about Korean music and my new album, please visit link and see what kind of music you can find. You will explore various types of contemporary music that has Korean traditional ideas. Hope you enjoy. And also, I have one upcoming event that I want to share. November 18, 1 o'clock, I will have a streaming concert, which is music about Silk Road. So I mentioned about Chinese instrument, Korean instrument that is that has a deep relationship. Silk Road music is combination between Korea, China, and Persia, Turkey. So you will have very exciting journey through Silk Road with music. I hope you can find new cultural collaboration from ancient time to contemporary. Thank you.